We're on Kavchesh Amad Aleph, the bottom. Omer of Nechemya Bereid of Yosef, Havei Kamina Kamei de Rava. Nechemya of Yosef said, I was standing in front of Rava. Havei Kama Aver Lishakina Apuma de Dikula. And he was sharpening a knife by rubbing it on the top of a basket. This was made out of wood. We had all the different lashonos before, whether on wood you're allowed even to sharpen it, or just to take off the fat, and the same thing with on what's it called, on metal, and on a stone. So I asked him, are you doing it to sharpen it, or are you doing it just to take off the fat? I'm only doing it to take off the fat, but sharpening even on wood would be awesome. The chazisi ledate, the lechadu d'kovid. And I saw the ma'isa wasn't true. He was sharpening it. Because sober halacha they mourned. He didn't want to tell me the halachas like that. So he held the halacha was that you can do it, but you don't tell other people. And this halacha they mourned cane means that if somebody comes to ask a shayla, you don't tell him the halachas like that. You don't even tell him that. The Balatanya says in his Shulchan Aruch, you can't tell him the halacha is halacha vein morim kein. You tell him the halacha is like the chachamim. Now, here, the halacha would be like Rabbi Yehuda, the machshiri ochel nefesh is dochel yantav. It's machlokas, we'll see. The thing is Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim. Only according to Rabbi Yehuda are you allowed to sharpen a knife, because it's machshiri ochel nefesh. But lemaisa, that halacha, like Rabbi Yehuda, is halacha vein morim kein. So if somebody comes to ask a shayla, you tell him the halacha is like the chachamim. But if somebody knows himself that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, he can do for himself like Rabbi Yehuda. Baroma Abaya, havi ka'imna kanei demar, right? I was standing in front of Rabba. Bahavi koma'aver sakina asifsa derechaya. He was passing the knife over the top of the mill. The amri le lechadida kaboy mar or lehaver shamnusa. And I asked him, are you doing this to sharpen it or just to take off the fat? He told me he's only taking off the fat, like the chachamim. The chazisa ledate, the lechad the kovin. I saw that wasn't true, that he was taka sharpening it. The kesovar halacha they morkem. They also held. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but you're not allowed to tell somebody that the halacha is like that. If you know it, you do it, and otherwise, the halacha, you have to tell people that the halacha is like the chachamim. Rashi, ma'aver l'sakina apuma d'kula, m'shapshiv sakin al pisa asal. He's rubbing the knife on the edge of a basket. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, mutter kol ish lasos, aval ein morin l'ravim kein. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, the machshiri ochol nefesh is docha Shabbos, docha yontif. But you don't tell the rabbin that. And the halacha is you don't even tell the yochid that. Not only don't you darshan it, but rabbin, somebody comes to ask a shayla, you don't tell him the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because we're afraid that Rabbi Yehuda is a very thin line between which machshirim are doche and not. Anything that you could have done erev yontif, you're not allowed to do on yontif machshiri ochol nefesh. The cholhani desharina kagon shneskalkul beyontif o shirha es miltorud. All the things that Rabbi Yehuda's matir machshiri ochol nefesh is only if the thing got ruined on yontif and you couldn't have done it erev yontif, or you were too busy erev yontif to do it. Yehuda was only machshir things that are impossible to do erev yontif. And sharpening a knife is also called impossible to do erev yontif, either if the knife got dull on yontif, or you're not supposed to start thinking about if your knife needs sharpening or not. And if you when it's dull, it's dull. Okay, iboyelahu. Mahu laharo sakin lechacham beyontif. Are you allowed to show the knife to a chacham on yontif? The halacha is that before you can shecht, you have to check the knife. You can't shecht and then check the knife to see if it has any nicks in it. A knife with nicks is the shechita is possible. So you have to check it for nicks. So the halacha is you have to check it before you shecht, and they also are misakin that you can't just check it yourself. You have to show it to a chacham, and he has to check it. Bizman hazeh, that doesn't apply, because we're talking there where everybody shecht it for himself. So we didn't trust the person to check the knife himself. He had to check it, lekoved the chacham, he had to show it to a chacham. The bizman hazeh, where we have special shochtim, who shecht, right? Not everybody shechts to themselves. People who have Kabbalah, whatever. So then the Rabbanan or Mochel, they're covered in order to let the Shochtim check their own knives. But in the time when you had to show it to a Chacham, so could you do it or not? So Rav Mori Bered Rav Bizna Shori. Rav Mori Bered Rav Bizna said it's Mutter. Rabbanan Asri. And the Rabbanan said that it's Asr. Rashi says, why is it Asr? Rashi Malu Laharos Hatzabach Sakin Lechacham Biyantiv Livdo. Shitilu Chachomim Ala Tabachim Laharos Sakin Lechacham Kodim Shiyishchot Shum Behema. The Chacham made a gzera that the butcher, before he shechts any animal, has to show the sakin to a Talmud Chacham. Umal Lasos came be Yontif. Is he allowed to show the knife to a Talmud Chacham on Yontif, or does he have to show it to him before Yontif? Minerze ku'uvde dechol, da'av shemilza shedaito limkor be'ikliz alom nerze. Since that's the normal way the butchers function, it looks like you're shechting the animal to go sell it in the butcher shop. So showing it to the Chacham is too public of a thing to do, and it's a zulzul of Yontif. That's how Rashi holds. Other Rishonim say different reasons. The Rif holds because we're afraid that you may be Yotzei Chutz L'Tchum to find a Chacham to show the knife to. The Balamor says that it's like a din, like we had before, like being Matar Bechor, looking at Mumim, checking the knife also is... It looks like being don din, since you have to show it to somebody else. If you check it for yourself, it doesn't look like a din, and it's not looking like you're mat or something. But if you show it to somebody else, it does. And the Rambam says we're afraid you may come to sharpen the knife. All of those are reasons why you shouldn't be able to show the knife. Rav Yosef Omer, Talmud Chacham, Ro Eliatzmo, Umashila Lachem. Talmud Chacham can check the knife for himself and then loan it out to other people to use. And there are none of the reasons are. He doesn't have to go to a Chacham Chutz L'Tchum, and it's not public, and what's it called? It doesn't look like Donis Hadin. He's doing his own knife. So none of the reasons apply by a Talmud Chacham who sees his own knife and then loans it out to other people. Ba'omer of Yosef, Sakin She'omda Mutu L'Chad B'Yontif. If a Sakin became dull, you're allowed to sharpen it on Yontif. V'hani Mile Hu D'Poska Agav Ducha. That's if it still cuts, if you put pressure. But if it won't cut at all, then it's tikkun mana, then you're fixing the knife. It's not usable for its purpose. That's aser. Rashi. Roa la'atzmo, v'eso sakin shalo. A Talmud Chacham was allowed to look at his own knife, to lo avsha milsa. Then, like Rashi's reason, it's not something public. Sha'omda mi'charifu shalo. It's not as sharp as it was before. She'ena chot chayof. It doesn't cut good. Avalo nifkema. Doesn't have any nicks in it that by sharpening it you're going to smooth it out. So mutl chad the biyantif. The apagav mi esmol or mi shulshom ischilu lekalkav aleich. Even though it already was getting dull before yantif, the lohavi lasukia daite mi esmol the sover lo tzrichna. Right, he didn't have to go check all his knives to see that they're sharp. Right, he imagine it was still okay. Avam nifkim mi esmol lohavi shori. But if it became nicked before yantif, then you can't sharpen it to take out the nick. Then it's something you could have looked at the knife, see that it was nicked, and done it erev yontif. And any machshirei ochel nefesh that are efshem may erev yontif you can't do. Even Rabbi Huda you can't do them on yontif. Dorish Rav Chisda, the same Rav Yosef. Echad sakin shenifkima, the echad shvud shenirtsam, the echad grifas tanur v'kirayim v'yontif bonu l'machlokas Rav Huda v'rabonim. These three things are only mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda who holds machshirei ochel nefesh or doche yantif, and not according to the Rabbanan who hold that only actual ochel nefesh is doche yantif, but not the preparations for ochel nefesh. Only things that are involved directly in food preparation, not the indirect things. What are they? A sakin that got a nick in it. So that's not actual food preparation. That's one step before. Fixing the knife to be able to prepare food. Shvud shenirtsam is a spit that got, bent. And grifas tanur v'kirayim, Rashi learns, is that you had a tanur v'kirayim that had earth and dust, dirt in it and stones, and we're afraid you may come to smooth out the bottom of the tanur. Let's see Rashi. Echad sakin shenifkima, v'echad shvud shenirtsam biyantif, shenish barosho. The top of the shvud broke off. The echad grifas tanur shenafal atochol min hatiach shelo, the plaster that they plastered the inside of the oven with fell into the oven. V'lohay yodeya mibod yom. He didn't know about it erev yontif. It happened on yontif, or he didn't know about it erev yontif. And all these things are machshirei ochel nefesh that you couldn't have done erev yontif. The shvud got broken on yontif. The sakin got a pegima on yontif, and so on. So bonam lachos abir rabbanan. Nichnasnu bedover zel machlokes. This depends on that machlokes. Shemi machlokes and on yucholim lilmod shaf elu machshirei ochel hein. These are all machshirei ochel nefesh. They're not direct ochel nefesh, but indirect. Okay. Titania, ein ben yontif v'shabbos ala ochel nefesh v'vad. Right. The only difference between Shabbos and Yontif is the preparation of food, which is mutter on Yontif and not mutter on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda mater af machshirei ochel nefesh. And Rabbi Yehuda includes in the din of ochel nefesh even machshirei ochel nefesh, even indirect. My time in the Tanakama, why is the Tanakama aser machshirei ochel nefesh? Omar kro, hu levado ye osel lachem. Hu velo machshirov. Hu. Hu is a mute. Only actual ochel nefesh is mutter, but nothing else. Not the indirect. Rabbi Yehuda Omar kro lochem. Says lochem. Lochem l'chol tzorcheichem. Hu yeyoseh lochem. Lochem is come to matter everything that you need in the preparation of food, even the indirect things. The Tanakama hoksiv lochem. The Tanakama holds also says lochem. Omar l'choa hu lochem v'lo l'nochrim. Lochem comes to be memayit nochrim. Not to be mar b'machshirei ochel nefesh, but to be memayit goyim. You can't cook for goyim. Only lochem. The idach nomi oksiv hu. Rabbi Yehuda says hu ilavado is a mute. Why don't we be mamayit machshir ochel nefesh? Omer lecha oksiv hu oksiv lochem. The mice it says lochem, which is a ribui, and it says hu, which is a mute. Lo kasha kan machshirim sheef shalasos merav yontif kan machshirim sheef shalasos merav yontif. Right. Rabbi Yehuda also learns that not every machshiri ochel nefesh is mutter. That's what we learn from the hu. Who comes to tell me that only those things that you couldn't have done Erev Yontif are mutter on Yontif, but machshirim that you could have done Erev Yontif, even Rabbi Yehuda holds a roser. And where does Rabbi Yehuda learn lochem to mimayit nachrim? So either he holds you can learn both things. It's lochem, whatever's for you is mutter, whole thing. But if it's not for you, it's not mutter at all, for goyim. Or it says twice lochem by ochel nefesh, by Yontif. One we learn to be mayit goyim, and one we learn to be marbe or machshiri ochel nefesh. Tosfos, before we had that, one of the things that's this machlokas, the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, is if the plaster of the oven fell into what's it called, into the oven, on Yontif. So Rashi says that that what we're afraid of, one second, Rashi doesn't say, the Ri says they were afraid, that's what I told you, the name of Rashi, that they were afraid that you're going to smooth out the bottom of the oven, and that's, what's it called, tikkun mon. And what's it called, no, it's not tikkun mona. It's ashvi gumos. It's also because of binyan. It's also because of binyan. And the Tosa says that it's talking about a new tanur, which you never cleaned out the chatchila to make it fit for you. So it's tikkun mona by taking out makabapatish, taking out all the garbage that is there when you build the oven. And he says it's not also because of muktzah, because they bring a raya from here. That tiltel muktzah letzorech ochel nefesh is mutter. Right here you're being metaltel the muktzah so you can cook. That's tiltel muktzah letzorech ochel nefesh is just like mutter, like any other malacha, is mutter letzorech ochel nefesh. That's a machlokas in Shonim, but from here they bring a raya that tiltel muktzah is mutter mishum ochel nefesh, just like malacha is mutter. Okay. Omer of Yehud Omer Shmuel. Shvud shenirtzah. This is what I mentioned before, not. Before we had shvud shenirtzan, where it broke. Now it just got bent. Also the sakno biyontif. You're not allowed to bend it back. Versus pshita. Lo tzricha dafagav the mafshit biyontif. Even though you can do it by hand, it's still osur. Why? Because lemaisa, you can use the shvud even though it's bent. And therefore fixing it is tircha yaseir on yontif for no purpose. even though you can do it by hand. Shvut shenirtzach nimayich. Shedarso alav nek amavalon nishma. It didn't get broken, but it got bent. Also l'sakna b'yantiv, shar yochal ishtamish bo kamo shehu. You can use it the way it is. V'tirucha lo tzorichu. It's tirucha which is not necessary. V'yafagav demavshit b'yodei. Shemispashit b'yodayim. You can straighten it out by hand. Sheveno tzorich lakas lo v'papas. You don't use a hammer. The Omer of Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Shvut shetzalu bobos or aslo tautl b'yantiv. If you have a spit that you already roasted meat on it, it's muktzah. So Rashi says, Shvut shetzalu bobos or b'yantiv, aslo tautl, miyad lachar shenitzlatzli, lefishen nimas umuktzah, kvar nasa tzorich yantiv. You don't need it anymore. You already cooked on it. And it's mias now. So it's muktzah machmas mias. Others learn it's talking about a wooden, so Rashi's talking about even a metal spit. Others say it's talking about a wooden spit. You just took a piece of a branch, and you made it into a spit. Now that you used it, it's a branch again. So there's no purpose. It's muktzah because it's muktzah machmas gufo. Okay. Rav, the way the Gra has here, Rav Malchio, Omer of Adabarava, Shom Tov Manicho Bekeren Zavis. No, you're allowed to move it and put it on the side. It's only if it has still meat on it, so you're moving it agav the meat. Right? Ravina says, even if there's no meat on it, you're allowed to move it, even though it's mias, and even though it may be not, just a plain piece of, what's it called, a sharp branch, you're allowed to move it. Meat to have the akotra, it's just a rabbin, because it's damaged, it's a sharp thing, and somebody could get hurt on it. Just like you're allowed to move kotzim, which are muktzah machmas gufo, in Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to move them to the side because people shouldn't get damaged. Same thing with this. It's something that's dangerous. Om Rav Chinen Rabbeid Rav Ika, Shvud, Shvachos, Ligumos, Rav Malchio. These three inyonim, Shvud, Shvachos, and Gumos, three different sugyas, were said by Rav Malchio. Bluris, Efer Makle, Ugvina, Rav Malchio. And the three sugyas of Bluris, Efer Makle, and Gvina were said by Rav Malchiyah. Since their names are so similar, you have to know who said what. Rav Papa Omar Masnisinu Masnisa Rav Malchiyah. If it's a sugya that was in the Mishnah or the Braisa, that Rav Malchiyah said. Shmaitza, but something that was not in the Mishnah or Braisa, but a Shmaitza of the Amoroyim, that Rav Malchiyah said. The Simonich Masnisin Malkasa, Masnisin and Malkasa, which is Rav Malchiyah, go together. Shmaitza. Now Masnisin Malkasa, my binayu, it could be now Shvachos. The one that's different between them is the case of Shvachos. There, what's it called? It is okay. We'll see. The Rashi explains all of them, so we'll see what they are first, and then which ones are in the Mishnah and which ones are not. Shomto minichu bekeren zavish, shomto milafonav maher begreiro v'tiltul min atzad ad shiaviru milafonav bekeren zavish. You drag it into a corner to get it out of the rishus haravim. The lo tiltul can't move it mamish, but you drag it along min atzad, right, in an abnormal way. Shor l'tiltulah b'tiltul gomer l'sal kosh lo yazuko bo ad shebeso. And the other man the Omer holds that you're allowed to move it regular in order that people shouldn't get damaged by it. Just like me, the Havia culture, Shusarabim, the Omra Perakira, Shesikua, the Mutter Lholicha, Pachos, Pachos, Midaladamas, Achimisal Kenel, Sidishar, Shusarabim. You can even move it in Rishusarabim, Pachos, Midaladamas, in order that people don't get damaged from it. Kadeshalo Tazik. Shvud, Shvachos, the Gumos, Rav Malchio. Elu Sholosh Halachos, Rav Malchio Omran. These three halachos of Shvud, Shvachos, and Gumos, Rav Malchio said them. V'lo Rav Malchio. Why? Mipnei sheshmoseihem domin zelazeh. Since Rav Malchio and Rav Malchio have similar names, the yeshem achlip in shmua shalzeh b'shalzeh, and people get them confused and say what one said in the name of the other one. Nos nuben simen l'seder hashmuos. So gave it a simen to know which ones were said by Rav Malchio and which one by Rav Malchio. Shvud hadamran. Shvud is our case in our Mishnah, that you're allowed to move a shmud to get it out of people out of danger. Shvachos, what's that case? Mishnah Hibe B'Ksubos. Rabbi Lezer Omer Afilu Ichnisol Omeya Shvachos Kofalasos B'Tzemer Shabbatol Mivi Alidei Zima. Rabbi Lezer holds that even if a woman has 100 servants, she still has to do some work, right? She has to knit. Why? Because stam, being completely workless, brings a person to either become crazy or immoral. Think you have too much time on your hands. And there, Reb Malchiyo said the halacha is like Reb Elezer. So that is a Mishnah. So that, what's it called? That's the case of Shvachos, and that's the case where Rav Papa agrees. Because he says anything in the Mishnah is Reb Malchiyo, not Reb Malchiyo. And Rav Chinana said that that is Reb Malchiyo. So that's the case where they argue, one of the cases. Gumos, Shmaisahi. Gumos is not a Mishnah, it's just a Shmaisa. Velo Nemra la Mishnah. It wasn't said on a Mishnah or a Brisa. Ula Inyan Shtei Saros, right? When a person becomes mature, he has to have two pubic hairs. If you find that there are hair follicles, even though there's no hair, we assume there was hair and it fell out. The Choletzis, and she can make Chalitza, she's a Gedola. There's no hair follicle if there hadn't been a hair there to begin with. Bluris, Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Albraisa Nemra. Bluris is said in a Braisa, was said on a Braisa. Hodr Rav Malchiyah, the Prusha, the Braisa. Therefore, everybody holds it's Rav Malchiyah. The Tana Rabbanan, Kusi Amistapra Yisrael. If you have a Goy, a Kusi, who is being given a haircut by a Jew. A Jew is giving a haircut to a Kusi. Kivin Shigil the Blue Riso show me this other. He can't cut his ponytail. Why? If Nesha Kusik Shumastaper may nichum Hashem of Rizora. They used to leave the ponytail Hashem of Rizora. So he can't be involved in making the ponytail nice because it's Avodazora. But Omra Allah the Kama Omra Malchiyah Sholosh Etzbos. How much does he have to stay away from the Blue Ris? 3 Etzbos. L'chol ruach v'ruach, on every side. L'chol shvi oseh lo yiga. Shim yigaleach v'yelech ad ha-bluris, nimtza miniach lo bluriso, v'tikna lo l'shem avodazor. If you cut up until the ponytail, it, what's it called, looks like you're leaving it l'shem avodazor. So you have to not cut his hair and leave hair farther away from the ponytail. Some say it's not a ponytail, it's a chup in the front, either in the back or in the front. Efer Maklas, Shmaisi Maseches Maklas. Also, it's not a Mishnah or a Braisa. It's a Shmaisi Maklas. Omra Malchia, Lo Yitain Odom, Efer Makla, Al Gabi Makoso, Nation Nirik Iksovis Kakeya. Can't put Efer Makla, ashes on a wound, because it looks like a tattoo. Gvina, a Perusha de Masnisa Nitmar. Gvina was said to explain a Mishnah. Meseches Avodah Zarah. Mipnei Ma'asru Gvinos v'Mishnah Seinu. Right? Mipnei Ma'asru Gvinos v'Mishnah. Why is the Gvinos Akum Asr? Why is cheese is made by Goyim Asr? V'Omer Rav Malchiyah Mipnei Shemachlikin Paneh B'Shumin Chazir. Because they used to smooth out the surface of the cheese with the Chazir Shmaltz. Masnisin u'Masnisin Rav Malchiyah. So Rav Chinana said that Shvud, Shvachos, and Gumos are all Rav Malchiyah, and Bluris, Efer Maklin, Gvinas, Rav Malchiyah. And Rav Papa said, no, whatever is on a Mishnah or a Braisa is Rav Malchiyah, and whatever is not on a Mishnah or a Braisa, Stamash Maisa is Rav Malchiyah. Okay? What's the difference between them? The case of Shvachos. Masnisa, Masnisa, Rav Malchiyah, Simona de Esnach, Rav Malchiyah, Polig Rav Papa. Rav Papa argues that you gave the simon of which ones were of Malchiyah. Rav Malchiyah, I argue on you. The klal is, whichever ones are mentioned on a Mishnah or a Braisa, those are of Malchiyah. Shvachos, which one is the difference? Shvachos, the Masnisani. Shvachos is a Mishnah. So according to Rav Papa, it would be Rav Malchiyah. And according to Rav Chinana, it's Rav Malchiyah. V'mashvislei barav Malchiyah lavdi deyu. And anybody who says it's Rav Malchiyah, not he didn't say it. The Chol Masnis Masnis, Rav Papa holds the Isbu Rav Malchiyah Amar Perusha. Avos Shmais the Amras for Rav Malchiyah Kigon Shvud the Gumos Didenino. Those are his. Tosus points out the Chora. There's another one that's a difference. Efer Makla. right? Because Efer Makle, Rashi says, is a Shmaisa. And Rav Chinana said that Efer Makle is Rav Malchiyo. According to Rav Papa, it's Rav Malchiyo. So he says, what's it called? It means Shvachos, and the one opposite it, they interchange. Shvachos is the opposite, and so is Efer Makle the opposite. Or Tosa says, the klal was, whatever is in a Mishnah or a Gemara, is always, what's it called, Rav Malchiyo. And whatever's not in a Mishnah Gemara is sometimes Rav Malchiyo, but sometimes Rav Malchiyo. Most of the time Rav Malchiyo, but sometimes also could be Rav Malchiyo. The klal was only that whatever's in a Mishnah and a Braisa is always a Rav Malchiyo. And not necessarily that whatever's not in a Mishnah Braisa is Dafka Rav Malchiyo. And therefore, Efer Makle, even though it's not a Mishnah, could also be Rav Malchiyah.